This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 5th of September. Durham romped to the top of Division 1 of the County Championship, wrapping up victory over Sussex inside 3 days at Chesterfield Street. They declared on 268 for 8 in their second innings, thanks to contributions from Phil Musson and Usman Alshad, set Sussex a daunting 402 to win. The visitors then collapsed miserably for the second time in the match, managing it was 4 more than they did first time around, to be all out for 116. A second wicket stand of 48 between Michael Yardy and skipper Chris Nash gave them early hope, but they lost their last 9 wickets for 64 runs. Mitchell Clayton and Usman Arshad both matched their first innings hauls with 3 wickets, while Graham Onions also took 3, and with match figures of 7 for 88. Nottinghamshire will acquire 211 on the final day to beat Warwickshire, bowling them out for 271 in their second innings. Resuming on 27-2, Laurie Evans did the early run scoring for the Bears and made 63. He shared 70 with Atik Javid for the third wicket and 45 with Chris Wokes for the fourth, before falling to Harry Gurney. Darren Maddy then took up the baton, hitting 65 and sharing useful partnerships with most of the lower order. Luke Fletcher though kept chipping away to end with 5 for 52 and leave Nottinghamshire with a manageable fourth innings run chase. Tent's final day is in store at Taunton should the weather hold, with Derbyshire on 127-4 instead of 244 to beat Somerset. Ben Slade hit 59 at the top of the order, but all eyes will be on Shivnarine Chanderpaul, who has been beaten on 20 tomorrow morning. Somerset had earlier amassed 438 in their second innings to bounce back from their day one horror show. Nick Compton fell 5 short of a century, while most of the rest of the batsmen contributed, with Lewis Gregory's sprightly 52 the highlight. Middlesex are back in the title race, wrapping up victory over Surrey in the London Derby by 146 runs. They declared their second innings on 235 for 9, leave Surrey needing 385 to win on a turning oval pitch. Ollie Rayner was again their chief tormentor, taking 7 for 72 and with incredible match figures of 15 for 118. Hashim Amlan top scored for Surrey with a classy 84, but Stephen Davies 38 was the next highest score, as they were all out for 238. In Division 2, Essex didn't take too long to complete victory over Worcestershire. They were set just 51 in the fourth innings, won by 8 wickets thanks to contributions from Jake Mickleburgh and Nick Brown. Rhys Topley had earlier taken his match tally to 11 wickets, standing with 5-56 to help bring the pair's second innings to a close at 299, they resumed on 163 for 3. Ross Whiteley and Shaq Chowdhury held things up briefly on the 8th wicket stand of 67. Kent was set a testing 242 to beat Glamorgan at Cardiff, but eased home by 7 wickets. Sam Northeast hit 88, adding stands of 57 with Rob Key, 62 with Daniel Bell Drummond, and 92 with Brendan Nash. He was finally removed by Dean Kosker, but Nash remained until the end and was unbeaten on 70 off his 77 balls. Glamorgan's last 3 second innings wickets early added just 21 runs, as Darren Stevens took 2 of them and Adam Riley the other. Another excellent innings from Ned Eckersley wasn't able to prevent Leicestershire from going down by innings and 138 runs to Gloucestershire. Will Gibbon finished with 4 for 28, take 10 wickets in a match for the first time in his career, while Tom Smith chipped in with 3 for 33. Angus Robson had given Eckersley support in the morning, the pair advancing the score to 143 for 1 before falling in quick succession. Eckersley was bowled by Smith for 84, with Robson caught behind off Gibbon for 49. A career best 30 from Ollie Freckingham at number 9 was unable to save Leicestershire, and they're all out for 261. A draw looks inevitable at Southampton, with Hampshire on 515 for 9 applied to Northamptonshire's 438. Home skipper Jimmy Adams completed a double century, while there were half centuries from Neil McKenzie and recall wicketkeeper Michael Bates. McKenzie and Adams took their overnight third wicket partnership to 102, with Bates then adding a further 152 with his captain to the 6th wicket. Adams fell late on to Matthew Spriegel for 218. And Surrey seamer John Lewis has been released by the club. The 38-year-old joined from Gloucestershire at the start of the 2012 season, but has struggled to hold down a regular starting place this season.